Exim Bank JA.
Welcome to Exim Bank JA. I am Nicole Cromewing, the host of today's program. Today we'll be talking about a new partnership between the Exim Bank and the Jamaica Manufacturers Association. Joining me in studio is Mr. Charles Lewis, Exim Bank's Chief Officer for Loan Administration, and he will be talking to us some more about this facility. Welcome, Charles.
Welcome, thanks.
Why did Exim Bank create this special loan facility for the members of the Jamaica Manufacturers Association?
This arrangement came out of a discussion that the bank had with the Jamaica Manufacturers Association, where the JMA identified a gap in the market, particularly for small manufacturers who may have difficulty accessing financing through the traditional sources. And they came to us with a proposal to put together a special loan program on very concessional terms for small manufacturers who need this kind of assistance.
Why was it important for Exim Bank to assist the JMA in this process?
The Exim Bank and the JMA has had a long relationship spanning several decades, and we see the JMA as an important partner. Both organizations are driven by the need to develop Jamaica's SME sector. And because this particular facility is geared towards small manufacturers, it's synchronized with what we aim to achieve at the Exim Bank. The country is now recognizing the need that growth is going to come from the development of the SME sector. And therefore, the Exim Bank was very, very pleased to join the JMA in this regard. The loan facility is geared towards providing working capital financing as well as the acquisition of small equipment. Loan is available for up to 3 years, or in the case of working capital loans, for up to 180 days. Borrowers are required to be members of the Jamaica Manufacturers Association in good standing with the JMA in operation for at least 2 years. Because we're targeting small manufacturers, we have set the loan limit at $1.5 million, and collateral is optional. We don't want to emphasize collateral because too often this becomes a limiting factor for companies to borrow funding. What we are stressing here is the developmental nature of this facility. We want small manufacturers with good products, with good market, with good potential for growth to go into the JMA and request this loan facility. The JMA will be only too willing to work with you to get you up to speed such that you can access the loan facility.
Explain how local manufacturers will benefit.
Loan financing has always been seen as one of those factors which limit growth. If we can get financing available to small manufacturers, we're confident that it will spur growth in the economy. And as many small manufacturers as we can get on board, the incremental benefit to the country will increase. We want them to get to the point where they can get into exporting. So we're starting at the incremental level and work with them to grow them to the point where they become medium-sized and even large manufacturers.
How can manufacturers apply for the Exim JMA loan facility?
The loan facility is administered through the Jamaica Manufacturers Association, 85 Duke Street, Kingston. Applicants are encouraged to go to the JMA because one of the things we want to achieve is for more companies to become a part of the JMA. There's a wealth of information available, particularly to small companies, through associations like the JMA. They can assist them to get things like training. They can assist them to get marketing assistance. They can assist them if they have problems through customs. The JMA will be a lobby organization for them. So we want to encourage small companies to get organized. Join the JMA and this facility will be made available to you.
So once the companies are registered with the JMA, then Exim Bank will step in at that point, or can they come to you directly?
We really don't want them to come to us directly. We want them to go through the JMA because the JMA becomes their focal point. Because part of the program, you know, is that JMA will provide mentorship. They will provide assistance to get their financials up to speed. Any gap identified with these small companies, the JMA will be prepared to provide a kind of mentorship, hand-holding process to get them not just financing, but get the kind of capacity building that is necessary to get them to the next level. You'll recognize that the Exim Bank also has a business advisory service, and this facility will be made available to the JMA for its members to tap into the programs provided through the business advisory services.
How can manufacturers get more information on this Exim JMA loan facility?
Interested companies can get information from the Jamaica Manufacturers Association's offices at 85 Duke Street, Kingston, or they can contact the Exim Bank at 85 Hope Road or call us at 630-1400 and we'll assist you through our business advisory services. We'll be only too happy to assist you in this regard. Our entire trade team will be available to assist. Thank you.
Special thanks to our guest today, Mr. Charles Lewis, Chief Officer for Loan Administration, Exim Bank. Remember, you can visit our website at www.eximbankja.com for more information on our products and services. Please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn. Until next time, I am Nicole Cromewing.
Exim Bank J8 was a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica. Exim Bank.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.